Well, Wynn McNeil is the TSA's acting administrator. She says the shutdown may force TSA to consider closing some airports until funding resumes. She said multiple airports are experiencing call-out rates higher than 40%.
Prior to this shutdown, our TSO call-out rate was 4%. Now multiple major airports are experiencing days where 40 to 50% of their staff are calling out because they simply cannot afford to report to work. This has led to the highest wait times in TSA history, with some wait times greater than 4.5 hours.
The House passed a DHS funding bill earlier this month. The bill is stalled in the Senate due to Democratic objections to funding for immigration and customs enforcement after ICE agents shot and killed two Minneapolis protesters in January. Senators are seeking a deal that would fund much of DHS, including TSA workers who are going without pay, but exclude immigration operations that have been core to the dispute. Meanwhile, the shutdown continues, and Federal Emergency Management Agency spokesperson Victoria Barton says the agency's ability to deal with emergencies is being hampered.
This shutdown is imposing far-reaching and serious consequences for FEMA's operations and the nation's ability to prepare for, respond to, and recover from disasters. I urge Congress to immediately pass funding for the department so we can carry out our duties and our responsibilities of serving and protecting the American people.
New York Republican Andrew Garbarino chairs the House Homeland Security Committee. He says TSA agents working without pay are suffering real consequences as the shutdown drags on. He blamed Senate Democrats.
Washington cannot continue to disrespect and devalue their work without consequence. While back pay is helpful in the long run, mortgage payments, rent, health care, child care, car and electric bills were due yesterday. Providing food for your family cannot be put on hold while Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats play politics with national security.
Ranking Homeland Security Committee member Benny Thompson from Mississippi said that Democrats will not continue to fund an agency that needlessly killed Alex Preddy and Nicole Good in Minneapolis without thorough reforms to the agency.
Democrats want to ensure that before we give even more money to ICE and CBP, which is already flush with cash, by the way, that we rein in the deadly abuses we saw in Minneapolis. We owe Renee Good and Alex Preddy that much. As the attorney for Renee Good's family implored the committee in a letter this week, do not forget the unthinkable killing of Renee, a loving and peaceful American mother of three, and the broader harm done to other Americans.
Negotiations in the Senate appear to have stalled as Republicans have rejected the Democrats' latest offer to fund DHS on the condition that ICE is reformed. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.